I'm speaking today with Lupe Garcia, who's one of the candidates for the City Council Special Election District H coming up this May. Lupe, first question I'd like to ask is, why are you running for this office?
Sitting here in the Heights as we take or go through this interview, I love the way the Heights has diverged and become the Heights, but here's some other parts in District H that I see that need some attention that has not been getting it. Some of those parts are where I live in Lindale and Northside and Independent Heights, and all day I test drive, I travel to District H and go through it, and I've realized that I can do, I can actually get out there and implement and try new things and new strategies that maybe and maybe make a difference.
Okay. Now you own an auto shop, is that correct? Tell me a little bit about your business and how you think your background your background and work experience would be an asset to you on City Council.
Being in business for almost 15 years now, I've gone through some good times and some hard times. And going through the hard times, I've managed to learn how to squeeze a little bit of water out of a rock, and again, implement new strategies when the money flow is not coming in like it used to. You have to find a way to cut back on things, and if you see that something has not been working to the fullest, then you change it or you do something about it in order to maintain the same way of the machine flowing without having to cut back on other things that you really need. And being there 15 years and being a good businessman, I haven't been there 15 years just out of nothing. I've learned to turn off the lights when they need to be turned off, and to cut back on things. And right now, under the recession that we're in, and the city of Houston not having money flow like it normally has or has had, I feel that maybe we need to start turning off the lights on some things.
Well, let's examine that a bit more, since right now we are in tough times. What should the city of Houston be doing with its budget to adjust to the economic situation we're in right now?
Well, there are a lot of programs that the city has had for years and years and years that maybe aren't efficient anymore, or maybe they're not getting the fullest out of them. The city should be looking at some programs that maybe you could implement one or two programs in the same pie and start taking money out of one and putting it where you really need to put it in, and especially in education, I feel. And even though it doesn't have a lot, Houston doesn't have a lot to do with education, but I think we need to start getting ready for the next stage for Houston. Houston's becoming more of an international city than ever before, and I feel that we need to start doing something about our citizens and getting them ready, educating them, and getting our city, making our city a strong city for tomorrow.
Okay. A lot of people are concerned about increases in crime lately. What as council member would you do to try and address some of the concerns about crime in District H?
Well, here I sit in the Heights right now with you. My mom's afraid to go outside and rake her yard like she used to. And I see it every day, and we talk about it every day, my neighbors, everybody. I would, it's going to be hard right now because of the budget, and the HPD has so many retirees. They're retiring faster than they can hire them. So as far as adding more force, it's going to be really hard. We're having to bring officers from all over the union and give them a sign-on bonus to even have officers here in the city of Houston. So I think we need to start, again, implementing new strategies, start trying to hire within our communities and start some new programs and start getting some of our own young people out of the neighborhoods and start getting them into our academies. And as far as doing something right now, as far as a city councilman, there's two or three strategies that I would try. We have a lot of reserve officers that I don't know what they do or where they're at, but we know that Precinct 1, Precinct 6, and a lot of other precincts have a lot of reserve officers. They have a good amount of reserve officers, and I would like to see more reserve officers, especially now in the recession. see them out and about and patrolling our streets more often, whether it be on bicycle patrol or whether it be in a car, a unit. But I think our precincts can actually come out and help us a little more right now. We also have a sheriff's department that we can get affiliated with more and start doing more towards our streets.
Okay. Recently, the CIP for District H was announced. There's been some preliminary discussion about it. Give me your impression of what is in the CIP for District H, what you would like to see prioritized, maybe you'd like to see added or changed.
We were looking at it the other day, or trying to at least. It looks pretty good. I feel that that in the CIP there's some areas that aren't being addressed. Independent Heights needs some work. The Lower North Side needs some work, and up in the northern part of the district, I'd like to see some more work being done, especially now that we're gonna be going through the sometime soon here, the 45 expansion, and there broke ground on the corridor, and then we're also gonna have the Hardy Toll Road expansion. So it's gonna be District H is gonna have a lot of construction coming up here in the next years. So I'd like to address areas that are being left behind. So when all this construction does come up, they're not left behind even more.
Okay. You mentioned I-45 expansion. When that was first proposed, there was a lot of pushback in the area. A lot of neighborhood groups didn't really like what TxDOT had been wanting to do. There was a lot of pushback. It's kind of been off the radar screen for a couple of years now, but it seems to be coming back. What do you want to see TxDOT do in terms of its plans for I-45, and how would you like to see that go?
Of course, I would like to see it move efficient and with a lot of accountability there. I just would like to see them at the time that they're building, and we're going to be in chaos right there, because that is the funnel into downtown from everybody coming in. I would like to see, if anything, for them to have or implement some kind of a pathway or way in case if we do get into something, God not permit, some kind of a catastrophe like Ike or something. While that's going on, I would like to see make sure that in case of a problem like that, that we have the resources and the way to get out of the city, and that we won't have any problems like we had last time.
Okay. As you know, Metro recently signed a construction contract to start building out some of the light rail lines, including the North Line that goes through some parts of the north end of District H, and the East Line, which will go through some other parts of it. What's your opinion of the Metro contract, and more kind of going forward, if you're elected, you're going to be in office till 2015. Metro plans to have its current round of construction done by 2012. Where do you want to see Metro go from here once they're done with what they're doing now?
Well, they're talking about it. They're going to take it over to the airport, and I think that would be great because, that's a straight shot over to the airport all the way from downtown. But as far as the Metro coming in, that's going to affect a lot of businesses. It's already affecting them. It's affecting me because I'm right on Fulton where it's coming through. So I would like to see Metro interact a little more with the small business owners like myself that are really hurting. I take it back to, we're going through a recession right now, and so everybody's hurting already, and this Metro rail is going to affect us more with the loss of business and our income. So I would like Metro, if anything, to implement some programs for the smaller business people who are hurting.
Okay. The Heights is a historic neighborhood, and there's been a lot of interest around here in city ordinances to help strengthen existing preservation laws. What's your take on this, and what, if anything, would you like to see City Council do to enable neighborhoods to preserve their history?
Growing up in the Heights, I grew up here when the Heights was not the Heights, and I'm so happy that it has gone this way and it's turned out to be such a beautiful neighborhood to live in. But I believe in the preservation. I've seen it change dramatically, and I believe that we just need to regulate a little more as far as the building goes. They're building too fast, too much, and not really thinking about our infrastructure underneath. We got to remember that our sewage and everything else here was designed for older homes, and we're just building too fast and not making sure that our tomorrow is going to be taken care of here as far as our infrastructure and as far as our preservation of older buildings. I'm all for it. I love the fact that it's not the oldest neighborhood in Houston, correct?
It's one of them. I don't think it's quite the oldest. But it's one of them.
Yeah, being that we have such a vast amount of buildings around here that are Victorians and old warehouses, and I just feel really bad when they come in and tear them down, and then they build up these massive box houses, and they just take away from our look. They take away from our preservation.
Okay. City's recently implemented an expansion of its recycling program on a pilot basis in some neighborhoods, where they're giving people bigger bins and enabling to put all recyclables together without having to sort, and also taking up glass, which hadn't been done in a while. The goal here is to expand the overall participation rates in curbside recycling, which right now isn't very good in Houston, and the city doesn't recycle a whole lot of its waste. What's your opinion of this program, and what should the city be doing to try and improve the participation rates in curbside recycling?
Well, when I got my can last week, I was tickled to death. I was so happy. I think the city is doing such a good job in pushing the issue. We just need to educate our people more on it. I'm pro-green. We need to take care of our environment, and we just need to educate everybody more. Education is going to get them where we need them as far as recycling, as far as making sure that the city grows green in the future.
Okay. We'll be electing a new mayor this November. When we do elect a new mayor, what aspects of Mayor White's tenure would you like to see our new mayor continue, and what aspects of his tenure would you like to see our mayor not continue?
I would love to see our new mayor take us into that international level that White has put us into, so he has done a lot for us. And I would just—I hope that our next mayor does keep on with it. And as far as something not to do, I really don't have anything to comment about not to do. I don't think.
Okay. All right. There are 9 candidates running in this special election in May. What distinguishes you from the other candidates on the ballot?
I'm not a politician. At least I'm not yet. So I don't have any ties to anybody, or no one's ever endorsed me and saying, well, you need to do this, you need to do that. When I get in office, I will be open-minded. I can actually implement and do new things and try strategies that haven't been tried out. I'm not trying to change the city or the way it runs. I'm just trying to make it more efficient and more accountable and more responsible for everything that they do or everything that gets done in our city. So I feel that I would probably make, and I think I am the best candidate for it because I have no ties to anybody. I can actually get in there and implement new things.
Okay. Lupe Garcia, thank you very much for talking to me today.
Thank you, sir.